Melania Trump launches 45-nation initiative to improve children's education. First Lady Melania Trump launched the Fostering the Future Together campaign at the State Department on March 24th, bringing together representatives from dozens of nations to focus on children's education. Fostering the Future Together is a global coalition that has coalesced to help empower children and their education, specifically with assistance in technology. The initiative was announced by Trump as part of her vision to form a new entity during the 80th United Nations General Assembly in September last year. The White House stated that the start of the coalition's two-day summit marks the first time in history that a U.S. First Lady is hosting representatives from 45 nations at the White House in a single day. Trump spoke to those representing the nations included in the coalition about the program's mission to empower kids to continue their education through technology and other means. As people, we dream. As leaders, we progress. As nations, we will build, Trump said. Beginning today, let's accelerate our new global alliance, this bond, to positively impact the progress of our children. Trump emphasized the importance of international partnerships and noted the United States' commitment to ensuring that children everywhere have access to tools to continue their growth and education in the digital world. Our key driver, to cultivate the skills young people need to be successful in this rapidly evolving world, Trump said. Fostering the Future Together will achieve this by creating innovative learning programs, advocating for supportive education policies, sponsoring new tech-focused legislation, and building strong partnerships between the public and private sectors. The First Lady recognized the importance of American technology companies from the private sector in supporting the construction and delivery of safe and effective educational tools for children and educators worldwide. Such companies, including OpenAI, Microsoft, xAI, Meta, Palantir, Adobe, Google, and Zoom Communications, are also participating in the campaign. Fostering the Future is slated to be a long-term initiative with member nations including France, Poland, Panama, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, Lithuania, Nigeria, Paraguay, Saudi Arabia, Aruba, Morocco, Kenya, and Israel. Participants included Alina Zelenska, the spouse of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Sarah Netanyahu, the wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. First Lady asked for the nations present to engage in her Fostering the Future Together movement, saying, "Our shared vision prioritizes children above political philosophy, geographical borders, and local prejudices. Together, we can expand access to education and technology and equip the next generation with the skills they need to succeed." The summit followed a November executive order by President Donald Trump on Fostering the Future, which aims to assist parents in raising children in safe homes and focus on the foster care system. The order included instructions to create a program to facilitate, in coordination with the Secretary of the Treasury and the Secretary of Education, state use of educational scholarships created through tax-credited donations to scholarship-granting organizations for children in foster care. It's also meant to create partnerships between government agencies and faith-based organizations to help children in need. The Associated Press contributed to this report.